Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings this time here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop at Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guests this morning are Lawrence Vander Ash and Brad Viss of Bargain Alley in Hull, and we will talk with them right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors. Quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Facilities, yeah, NCC has facilities. The Lifelong Learning and Recreation Center, it's free to all the full-time students who attend classes on campus. Free to be a member, free to take group fitness classes. It's a great place to play a pickup game of basketball, take a yoga or indoor cycling class, or get involved in a dodgeball tournament. And the Rec Center hires a lot of students to work there. Get your application in early at NCC. Your success is our story.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. With me this morning, Lawrence Vander Ash and Brad Viss from the Bargain Alley Thrift Store and Bargain Alley Furniture Outlet in Hull. Welcome and thanks for coming in this morning, guys.
Thank you.
Now, Bargain Alley is started out several years ago with just the thrift store, and that was just an idea for some fundraising for Western Christian. Tell me about the start and how that got going.
Yes, thank you for having us. Yes, the Bargain Alley Thrift Store, this is year six of existence of that location. That's located one block east of the four-way stop in Hull. Some people may remember that used to be the bowling alley in Hull. Mm-hmm. And 6 years ago, it was a kind of a combination effort of the Western Christian School Board, Wes Fatma, who was director of development at that time for Western, Iowa State Bank, and the city of Hull. And together they came to an agreement to purchase that location and then turn it into the thrift store.
So, Wes Fatma, actually, he's the one that introduced me to the thrift store. He was, back in the day when I was broadcasting Western Christian home basketball games, he was my color guy.
Yep. Yes, so I recall that.
Yeah, so great guy, by the way, just a great guy. Yeah. And so my wife and I have shopped there a few times, and it was amazing selection of stuff in that store. And this was 5 years ago or so when it was reasonably new.
Yes, the thrift store continues to be blessed with many donations. And in fact, one of our issues is storage of all the donations
that we have.
Especially as different seasons come and go, different times of year, rummage sales, all of those things. So actually, at times can be an issue of where to go with all this stuff. But I think people enjoy the thrift store because it's clean, it's well organized, and as we always advertised, it's good used, it's quality merchandise at a great price.
And you can find stuff in there. A lot of stores of that kind, it's like they have 10 gallons worth of stuff in a 5 gallon bucket, and it's just impossible to find what you're looking for. That's not the case at Bargain Alley.
Yeah, I just want to thank Carrie Hoekstra, who is our store manager of the thrift store. She's been with the thrift store since the start, so this is 6 years for her, and the way that she is running and organizing that store. And then, of course, we've got to always thank the volunteers. Lawrence and I will comment today. We have between 40 and 50 volunteers between the two stores that spend either one day or some people nearly every day. We have a volunteer at the thrift store that has basically been there every day of the thrift store existence.
Wow.
For 6 years.
And for the volunteers like that, that obviously is a labor of love.
Yes, it is.
And and so they are to be thanked and congratulated for what they are doing.
Absolutely.
Let's talk just a minute about the Bargain Alley Furniture Outlet, because that is the newest enterprise, shall we say.
Yeah, and I'll turn this over to Lawrence here, but just how that happened was, this is my fourth year at Western as Director of Mission Advancement, and one of the first meetings I had concerning Bargain Alley was, again, storage space. What do we do with furniture? And we came up with an idea, well, why don't we just rent some space, some storage space for furniture? And I think it was already the next meeting where we said, well, why don't we start selling out of that space? And then out of that became, well, why don't we just have a new location? And working with who we lease from and so forth, we created or made a new space, which came the Bargain Alley Furniture Outlet. And it was at that same time where we hired Mr. Lawrence Van Der Esch.
And Lawrence, Bargain Alley Furniture Outlet is wonderful. It's much like the thrift store. It's all quality merchandise, but it is, if there are folks who need a piece of furniture for their family, maybe are not in the position to go to the furniture store and buy something new, they can come see you get something that is pretty much just like new that they can actually afford.
Right. All the furniture we have in our store is what I would call very high quality used. If it's structurally sound, we can, I've got volunteers that work in the back room that get that stuff looking like brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say that we also pick up and deliver. So if you have parents that are moving to the nursing home or assisted living or maybe have passed away and you don't know what to do with that furniture, give us a call and we will come and pick it up.
Fantastic. What size facility is the furniture outlet?
The sales floor is 80 by 80, and then we have another space where we do the delivery and pickup and storage, which is 40 by 80.
Okay.
And then we sell new mattresses.
Okay.
And we have 23 of those on display for you to lay on, so you don't have to buy a mattress without laying on it first.
And that's important. It really is. But you're talking 80 by 80, so you're looking at 640 square feet of showroom space, basically, for lack of a better term, and then another 320 square feet of the back room.
Right.
So it's a sizable facility.
And I would like more room, but then.
And, you know, that probably will come at some point, I'm guessing, knowing the ingenuity of the people who are involved in the operation. So now the furniture outlet has been open since?
Roughly 3 years.
Yeah. Okay, 3 years. Okay. And I would imagine that you've had not only a lot of donations, but a lot of traffic with folks looking for furniture in that time as well.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Still, just about every day, we get somebody that comes in and says, didn't know you were here, or this is our first time here. And their expression is, wow, you really have some very nice, high-quality stuff here. And that's true. We really have very nice stuff.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back and talk with these two gentlemen right after I get the cursor where I want it and push that button.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town with Brad Vince and Lawrence Vander Ash from the Bargain Alley Thrift Store and Bargain Alley Furniture Outlet in Hull. And we're talking with Lawrence about the furniture outlet. And we're talking during the break. Oftentimes, if when you go into a used furniture store, so to speak, I hesitate to use the word junk, but a lot of times the stuff is kind of looking like junk. But you've got the folks that refurbish stuff and make it look and perform like new.
The volunteers I have in the back room, Daryl Van Wy is there almost every day, and whenever we have something come in that needs to be worked on, we say it needs to be Darylized. And Daryl does a tremendous job getting it ready to go. And I mean, we had a piano that came in, just to give you an example. The piano was junk, but the front part of it was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So they took the front part off and made a headboard out of it.
Repurposing.
That we sold for $125. The piano we would have sold for $5, you know.
Yeah.
So if it is structurally sound, it goes on the floor. If not, we can make something out of it. We don't like bringing anything to the landfill.
Well, and you're talking about the volunteers and the good work that they do. One of the most impressive things is the vision that they possess to turn a junk piano into a gorgeous headboard.
Yes.
And that's not a vision or an imagination that everybody's got.
I don't have that. I'm so thankful for those guys because they can really make it look good.
That's very cool.
And it's also interesting, we're a furniture outlet, but we get tools.
Okay.
We get some appliances, we get grills, we got bicycles, we got strollers. Lately, we've been having a whole bunch of light fixtures, people remodeling their house, and there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with the light fixtures. So if you're looking for any of that kind of stuff, we've got it at a very reasonable price.
Absolutely. Check out the Bargain Alley Thrift Store. And of course, for everything else, check out the Bargain Alley Thrift Store downtown. Where is the furniture outlet?
Good question. If you know where the Dollar General store is, at the Dollar General store, turn south, and we're the last building on your left.
Okay. It's hard to miss Dollar General when you're
yes.
going through Hall. So, and then, of course, the thrift store is downtown, a block east of the Sway Stop. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. What else do folks want to know or need to know about the thrift store or the furniture outlet?
Well, our big thing is we sell new mattresses,
right.
Mattresses that are manufactured in Iowa, and they're a very high-quality mattress at a discounted price. A lot of furniture stores have a New Year's Day sale, and then they have a President's Day sale, and then a Valentine's Day sale, and they go through the whole, well, we have a 365-day sale, and we never tell somebody what mattress you need to buy.
Right.
We want you to lay on it so that you know what mattress is correct for you.
Yep.
And then we deliver it, and we will pick up your used one that you had for free. Most places they charge to have that hauled away. We do that for free, and we dispose of those properly.
So not only do you have the merchandise, you have the service to go with it, which is something that is a little harder to come by these days.
Right. And I could always use a few more volunteers of people that would like to deliver furniture.
Yeah, actually, both locations could use more volunteers.
You can never have too many volunteers, it seems like, because people's schedules, you might have two or three that can't do it on this day, but, so then you got some issues.
And even if someone doesn't want to drive to Hull, let's say they lived in Sanborn,
mm-hmm.
and they let us know they're available. If we have to make a delivery to Sanborn, we could call them up and say, are you available? And we'd give them the address where we're going to go, and they could help us offload the furniture there. That way I would only have to send One person.
Guy. Yeah. Okay.
So we would be open to that type of a volunteer as well.
Fantastic. And if they want to give you guys a call, how do they get a hold of you by phone?
439-6802
okay.
is the furniture outlet, and 6800 is the downtown store.
Okay, that should be easy enough to remember.
Yeah.
For the two of those guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Bargain Alley Thrift Store downtown in Hall. Bargain Alley Furniture Outlet south of Highway 18 in Hall. This is stuff I didn't know about, especially the furniture outlet. And you have so many things that I would not have thought of based on the name. So thank you for coming in and helping to get the word out to all of our listeners. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Brad Viss and Lawrence Vander Esch from the Bargain Alley Thrift Store and Furniture Outlet in Hull. And I will be back right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Enjoying the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menus of appetizers, handmade pizzas, and mouth-watering steaks, along with sides to bring you back for a return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open, 11 to close, Thursday through Sunday. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town brought to you Monday through Friday by Corner Discount in Sheldon, the train station in Alton, and train station 2 in Sheldon. By Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden. By Sanford Sheldon Medical Center. State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. By Northwest Iowa Community College. By Maintainer Corporation. And by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. And coming up on Monday, we're going to talk about a hobby. RC aircraft hobbyist Dave Herbert of Sibley will be with me on Monday morning. Talk of the Town on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.